better say James McLeod. Two of a kind, never leave another behind. One heart from the start, even the stuck from down. Two of a kind, whatever's on his mind. She knows it's wrong when James is gone, born in a dog from town. One chance to run, and we'll follow round the shore. You get one chance to live your life with something you adore. They walk till they can't go on, they sleep till the morning comes, they wait until the rain is gone, Bonnie the dog from town. The door she sits and waits all day when James is away from home.
On which they fed, blue the sky above the pool, where at noon they made their bed. Sing the garden of the sea, from whose flowers we won the dye. Sing a sea foam wild and free, from our misty isle of sky. Light the hearts that love the sea, warm the face that seeks the sun. Warm and happy here are we, singing till our work is done. Da-dum-dee-dum-da-dum. by which we won, shelter from the wind and rain.
Thank you.
Dinny like it, lass, to winter here in town. For the scaldies aye must cry us, and they try to bring us down. And it's hard to raise twa bairnies in a single flea box room. So I'll tack ye on the road again when the yellow's on the brow. When the yellow's on the brow. When the yellow's on the brow. I'll tack ye on the road again when the yellow's on the brow. And the scaldies cry us tinker dirt, and they sconce our bairns in school. But who cares what a scaldie thinks, for a scaldie's but a fool. They've never heard the yarlin' song, nor seen the flags in bloom. But are aye cooped up in hooses when the yellow's on the brow. When the yellow's on the brow. When the yellow's on the brow. That aye cooped up in hooses when the yellow's on the brow. Nae sail for pegs nor baskets now, so just to stay alive. We've had to work at scaldy jobs from 9 o'clock till 5. But we call nae man our master, and we own the world's room. And we'll bid farewell to Brechin when the yellow's on the brow. When the yellow's on the brow. When the yellow's on the brow. We'll bid farewell to Brechin when the yellow's on the brow. I'm weary for the springtime when we tack to the roadie's mare. To the plantin' and the pearlin' and the berry fields of Blair. Where we'll meet up with our kinfolk, they are the country round. And the gathered folk tack to the road and the yellow's on the brow. The yellow's on the brow. The yellow's on the brow. The gun up and folk tack to the road and the yellow's on the broom. Aye, the yellow's on the broom. The yellow's on the broom. The gun up and folk tack to the road and the yellow's on the broom.
Good evening. You're listening to Shoal to Gael. Your host tonight is Roger Hera. And you just heard a terrific song from Ed Miller, Yellows on the Broom. Before that, you heard the Walking Song and Hole in the Hedge with the lovely voice of Beth Gadbaugh and Take Down the Door. And we opened our show tonight with a track called A Door from a new CD by a band called Heron Valley. And all three of those entertainers are going to be at the Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival coming up later this month, the 20th through the 23rd in Levita. And tonight's show is going to focus primarily on entertainers that you can expect to see and hear at Spanish Peaks. And tonight's show is just intended to whet your appetite for going down and hearing more of that. And coming up will be other songs from entertainers that you'll hear down there, including an interview with Denver lass Joanna Hyde and her husband Tig O'Meara, who are two-thirds of the band called One for the Foxes with Dave Curley. Now, in addition to Spanish Peaks, September brings a lot of other great talent to Colorado, primarily for the Long's Peak Scottish-Irish Highland Festival in Estes Park from the 6th through the 9th. Perennial favorite Almanac, Brother Angus, Tempest, the Gothard Sisters, Sligo Rags, who've appeared there before, Scottish band Dive, who have been at Spanish Peaks, Seamus Kennedy, Scott Jeffers, a variety of international pipe bands, Scottish and Irish dance competitions, Morris and Contra Dancing, pipe band and solo pipe competitions, Scottish clans, military tattoo, full contact jousting, great fun and crack to be had by all. And then there are the local favorites, Brian Clancy, Jack Quinn's in Colorado Springs, 7:30 tomorrow night. And then Wild Mountain on the 8th at the New Image Brewery in Arvada from 7 to 10 p.m. And Chancer's Hooli is in Estes Park tomorrow night from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Barrel. Angus Moore also goes to Estes Park to do their annual gig at Lonigan's Friday and Saturday nights. And so I've got another great song for you from one of the entertainers you can expect to hear at Spanish Peaks, Robbie O'Connell. Fun song of his called You're Not Irish. And then another song by Patsy O'Brien called Good Times Coming. You may hear a bit of Christy Moore sort of influence in Patsy's singing, but Patsy has a relatively new CD, and they are both going to be there singing and conducting workshops.
When first I came to the USA with my guitar in hand, I was told that I could get a job singing songs from Ireland. So I headed up to Boston, I was sure it would be all right. But the very first night I got on the stage, I was in for a big surprise. They said, you're not Irish, you can't be Irish, you don't know Danny Boy, or Tooraloora, or even Irish Eyes. You've got the hell of a nerve to say you came from Ireland. So cut out all the nonsense and sing McNamara's Band. Well, to tell the truth, I got quite a shock and I didn't know what to say. So I sang a song in Gaelic, I thought that might win the day. But they looked at me suspiciously and I didn't know what was wrong. And all of a sudden they started to shout, now sing a real Irish song. Oh, you're not Irish, you can't be Irish, you don't know Danny Boy, or Tooraloora, or even Irish Eyes. You've got the hell of a nerve to say you came from Ireland. So cut out all the nonsense and sing McNamara's Band. the next day I was on my way for Chicago, I was bound. I was ready to give it another try, not let it get me down. From the stage they looked quite friendly, but I'd hardly sung one word when a voice called out from the back of the room, and what do you think I heard? You're not Irish, you can't be Irish, you don't know Danny Boy, or Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, or even Irish eyes. You've got a hell of a nerve to say you came from Ireland, so cut out all the nonsense and sing McNamara's Band. Well, I've travelled all round the country, but it's always been the same. From LA to Philadelphia and from Washington to Maine. And sometimes now I wonder if it's a secret society, and it doesn't matter wherever I go, they'll be waiting there for me, saying you're not Irish, you can't be Irish, you don't know Danny Boy, or Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, or even Irish eyes. You've got a hell of a nerve to say you came from Ireland, so cut out all the nonsense and sing McNamara's Band. Yadda-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, yadda-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Summer and the telly couldn't keep us inside. Swimming pool was up and there was no one staying dry. My granny had a plate with JFK and the Pope. She hung it in the hall, I guess it gave him all hope. Drinking pint bottles up behind the schoolyard, waiting on a miracle and watching for the guards. Complaining about the rain and then complaining about the cold. Easy on the cigarettes, we don't have any more. You know, we never saw the good times coming, but when they come, they hit the ground running. We didn't recognize it cause they didn't televise it. No, we never saw the good times coming. Shorts and cameras that always step down, asking silly questions about the mystical land. God bless them everyone, I hope it turned out as planned. I never saw a leprechaun, I found a crock of gold. Don't kiss the Blarney Stone if you intend to grow old, cause the things we do when no one is looking. But I'm not saying nothing, we were only killing time cause we were bored out of our minds. You know, we never saw the good times coming. Hit the ground running. I guess you should be ready cause you don't know if there's many. No, you never see the good times coming. Over the Atlantic in a big metal bird, stewardesses mutter in the four letter words. A couple of Minnesotans stop and chat for a while, fierce romantic notions about the Emerald Isle. I said, now don't be seeing banshees over every stone wall, and if you see the fairies, now that's all your own fault. We never cry cockles, we never cry mussels, but we cried all night about paying back Brussels. And we never saw the good times coming, and when they come, they hit the ground running. We didn't see the tiger till we sidled up beside her. No, we never saw the good times coming. We didn't see the tiger till we sidled up beside her. No, we never see the good times coming.
There's many, no, you never see the good times coming. So you heard Robbie O'Connell and Patsy O'Brien. And now let me tee up the interview that I recorded earlier this month with Joanna Hyde and Tig O'Meara. So good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I've got
Joanna Hyde and Tig O'Meara on the phone. And how are both of you keeping?
Good, good. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. So tell me a bit about each of yourselves, where you're from, what kind of musical education you've got, how you met, all of that sort of thing. You guys can take turns.
Sure. I'll start. So I'm Joanna here, and I grew up in Denver. So Colorado is definitely my home, but within that, having parents who love music and two older brothers who played before me, it was just kind of around me, and I think the biggest thing for me was just an interest in the household in all different styles of music. So we did classical music growing up, but in the summertime we'd go to a lot of different music camps and explore styles, kind of starting in American music, old time and bluegrass and Texas swing, and kind of naturally through that connects back to its roots in Irish music. So we discovered Irish music, Irish dancing, and started trying to go to as many workshops and camps and concerts in that style of music. So I think all along the way I explored these different genres, and then in college, I went to Colorado College and did a lot of classical music there, and other things. I studied Spanish and went abroad and whatnot, so it's always kind of eclectic in what I was doing. But shortly after finishing there, got an opportunity to go study at the University of Limerick to do their MA in Irish traditional music performance, and that's just such a rich environment musically. So, you know, part of the experience to be going out to the pubs and playing in the sessions, or just recording and observing and soaking it all in, as well as getting to study with so many different teachers that they brought through there. Their aim, I think, was to expose their students to as many different musicians as possible, just for each student to kind of create their own sound and voice and experience in music. So that's where I met Tig. I'll let him continue on from there.
Yeah, so I'm Tig, and I would have grown up in Dublin in Ireland, and just a family background where music was a hugely important aspect of everything. Not that there was a lot of music played at home. My mother played a little bit of piano, but both my parents were hugely into music, and there was a tiny little piano accordion at home that was kind of put on my lap, and it kind of went from there, really, and took up a bit of piano later on and did a small bit of classical piano, and kind of didn't really enjoy it as much, so came back around to the Irish music sort of side of things, and kind of really got into it into my sort of mid to late teens. And then when I came around to the point of choosing a college course, I decided that, you know what, I wasn't ready to kind of become a teacher or whatever it was, and so I said I'd do the Irish music degree down in the University of Limerick. I was kind of there for the 4 years of the course, but then for a while after I was teaching, and ended up doing a research master's down there as well. But yeah, again, the main teacher I would cite growing up would be my a fantastic accordion player called Trina O'Neill, who sort of really gave me the guidance that was needed as a sort of 15-year-old or whatever. And then moving on to college, then got to work with a whole host of musicians, including Deirdre Chalk from Leithen, or Alan Kelly, the absolutely wonderful piano accordion player. And then I had on piano, then I had Geraldine Cotter and Kieran Coughlin especially. But it's just such a creative environment. It really is a very sort of, it's a great hub for experimentation and innovation, but also you have these pillars of the tradition coming through as well. So it's just a great place to be musically, and it really helps you develop as a musician and kind of find your voice, I guess, as Joanna said.
I understand that you have won an All-Ireland Championship. Was that in piano?
Yeah, an over-18 piano title at the Flachéil na hÉireann. It's a it's a huge festival now. It's kind of, I think it was on just last weekend there in Drogheda in County Louth, just sort of maybe halfway between Dublin and Belfast. The whole festival is based around the competitions that they're at the centre of, and so you start off at your county Fla Chiol. It's kind of a sort of a festival or a gathering of music, and so like you qualify from your county into your province, and then from your province to the All Ireland, and then one year I was lucky enough to take away a gold medal from it all. But it's very much, it's while the festival is based around the competitions, there's so much to it in terms of people getting together and playing together. And even the last sort of 10 years or so, there's been an added sort of concert aspect to it as well. So you have these different events happening, and it really is. It's an amazing experience, the whole festival that is Fla Chiol na hÉireann. And I was lucky enough to take away a medal one of the years anyway.
How long have you been married?
We were married on November 1st of last year, so how many months is that now? Coming up on 10 months, I suppose? It's flying by. Yeah, so it's been really great to be able to spend more time together. Of course, always kind of balancing being from two different continents and all that, but we had a wonderful wedding down in West Cork, and it was full of music, and the chapel where we were married is in a place called Gugambara, which is an old monastic site. It's on a lake nestled in the mountains there, and the chapel holds probably 40 people in the pews, and then we had an additional 20 people in the back who are all our friends who play music, so they kind of scrunched in the back of the church and played us in, and kind of blew the roof off the place. So it was a really magical experience for us.
So you've released a CD together. How did that come about, and when was it released?
It was an interesting how it came together, in that obviously living sort of moving between either continent and trying to piece time together, we ended up kind of recording in a few different chunks. Sean O'Graham is a wonderful, wonderful musician and producer and engineer from County Antrim up on the north of Ireland, and he was fantastic to work with, and he kind of worked around our schedule and even came down to Limerick to record some of it down in the southwest as well. So it kind of happened over the course of probably 18 months or so, maybe even a little bit more than that, all things included. But we released it, I guess, it's, suppose it's about a year now, is it?
I think it was last May of 2017.
We actually only managed to launch it officially in early January this year. We happened to have Dave Curley, who's playing with us in the trio. He happened to be in Ireland at the same time we happened to be in Ireland, and that was the first time in about probably 4 years that had happened. So we said, you know what, even though it's the first week of January, we're going to do a couple of concerts to launch it, just to mark it. So we did one gig in Dublin and one gig in Galway. We did Campbell's Tavern and in County Galway, and we did the Cobblestone, the famous pub in Smithfield in the city, in Dublin City, and with two wonderful nights all together to launch it. But yeah, it was kind of fun to kick it off, even if it was kind of 7 months later.
What kind of reception has the CD received?
It's been largely positive. Yeah, no, it has been. I mean, for example, those two nights were wonderful occasions, and there was great turnout in that. And I suppose it's an eclectic enough sort of CD in terms of, I suppose, especially coming from my background, where I'd be more strictly Irish traditional, and it's been nice to be able to kind of weave in some American folk, and even to sort of look at a larger proportion of songs in the repertoire and stuff like that. So it's been rather interesting. And even we have a song that we worked on with a wonderful, wonderful singer and a great friend of ours from home, called Róisín Ní Chaill Óglaig, and she put a melody to a Yeats poem, and we sort of open and close the CD with the Yeats poem, and that sort of appealed to some other even radio stations back home, or radio programs back home, that wouldn't necessarily maybe have picked up on the strictly traditional stuff. So Yeah, no, it's been great to kind of see it.
Yeah, I think that is one comment we get a lot, that people hear the kind of the roots of our music in Irish traditional music, but then obviously they'd hear bits of my American influence coming through, and kind of that comment that, oh, what you're doing, you know, it's just a little bit different, maybe, from, like, we were at the Goderich Celtic Roots Festival in college last week, and that was a comment we got from a few different people. Like, you know, they heard the connection to Irish music, but that it is, you know, that bit kind of own thing, if that makes sense. So I think we're still just continuing to explore, and we don't know always quite how to categorize it, but it's just following our gut, I'd say.
What's your favorite track on the CD?
I feel like that rotates. I don't know, Tag, do you have...
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's always good to do the old title track of the CD, One for the Foxes. That's a fun one that we put together back home when we were in Dublin. I was two tunes. The first one is a junior Crean tune, but it's sort of a tune that we kind of give a feel like when we play it, it's not quite as Irish sounding, maybe even a little, ever so slightly Appalachian. Not that I can totally replicate the sound of an old-timey sort of fiddle style on the accordion, but and then it goes into a tune that myself and Joanna composed and named it after some foxes who were out sunning themselves in our backyard in Dublin
as we were writing the tune. So we said we'd name the tune for them.
Well, that's lovely. Let's take a break for a moment and hear the title track from the CD, One for the Foxes. Thank you. All right, we're back now after hearing that remarkable tune. So that's an original composition done by the two of you, is that right?
Yeah, we sat down together. The second half of that track, yeah, is I guess we kind of sat down with the idea of channeling that sort of maybe Americana old-timey sort of feel, but kind of struggling to get away from our kind of Irish roots as well. Like, and it kind of, I don't know, it kind of just came together from there.
Yeah, and we started when we play in a trio with Dave. He plays guitar on that when he comes in on the second tune, the tune that we wrote. So we did a little video that's up on YouTube there in Tighe's family home in Dublin, just basically where you'd stand to look out at where the foxes had been in the garden. So that we have that, we adapt it whenever we play with Dave.
So how often do you play with Dave?
More and more now. I guess we kind of got started the way we got started with Dave was actually Tighe had known him from the University of Limerick as well. Dave was a couple of years ahead of Tighe, and so when I came over, Dave was gone from Limerick. I think he was over in the States at that point playing with Slide and Runa and a few other, in fact, he's played with a ton of people, but Tighe had always told me about his friend Dave, who played every instrument under the sun and was a lovely singer. So I heard some recordings, and as Tighe and I were putting together the album, we both thought, oh, it'd be really nice to include him. And so we at first did it from afar. We sent him the tracks and asked him if he would add some mandolin and vocals, and then after that got put together, we thought, why don't we try this all together in person more? So we did our first tour kind of along the East Coast last, was it April, May? And so since then we've been building up. We did the bit of gigging in Ireland in the winter, and then we just did a big month-long tour in the Midwest and West last May and June, and ended up at Swallow Hill in Denver, and we were in Goderich in Canada last week, and we're coming up, we're going to the Michigan Irish Music Festival, and we'll be at Spanish Peaks, of course, really looking forward to that, and kind of building up stuff from there and talking about recording some more.
Let's talk about Spanish Peaks a bit. What will you do at Spanish Peaks?
Well, obviously the nature of the festival is that it's kind of this nice and chilled out and very focused on the workshops as well as the gigs and that. So I think first and foremost we're going to have a hell of a good time. And then beyond that we've some performances over the course of the week, and then with some workshops ranging from, I think, fiddle to accompaniment to, I think there might be even a small touch of dancing in there as well, but I will not be taking any responsibility for that myself personally, but I will happily play some tunes for anyone who would like to dance in any style they choose.
What can your fans expect to see and hear from the two of you, and will Dave be joining you, or is this a gig with Ian?
No, this is now the trio, myself and Joanna and Dave Curley. Officially, we've taken the name from the CD and applied it to the trio, so we're officially called One for the Foxes.
We kind of got stuck on that one name. But we did play Tighe, and I did play Spanish Peaks last year with my brother Ian, and had a wonderful time. Ian isn't able to make it this year, so it'll be One for the Foxes there. We did do a gig, all four of us, Ian, Dave, Tighe, and myself at Swallow Hill, so it is fun whenever we can all get together, but this year it'll be Dave's first time to Spanish Peaks as well. And we'll be focusing on, we'll have some more kind of trad tune sets, and then it's almost 50% songs, 50% instrumental sets, and some of the songs are, Dave especially does a few more kind of trad songs, and then we'll hear one or two that he's written himself, and then do maybe a couple American folk songs, and trying to do as much singing together as we can. And I think we've had a lot of fun exploring different arrangement ideas and kind of seeing where each piece of music takes us. So rather than having one kind of set formula for us. We kind of take each thing individually and having a lot of fun with it, yeah.
Excellent. Any new compositions coming along?
Yeah, well, actually, one of the interesting aspects of the trio, from my point of view, is getting to work with singer-songwriters and getting to watch something come to fruition from sort of a few scribbled words into a melody and words, and then put an arrangement together. So it's a new sort of avenue in music for me, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly. And it's nice to be able to kind of step back and not have to play, you know, 96 notes every three seconds, as you do for jigs and reels kind of thing. So it's nice to be able to kind of sit back and think about how to highlight this song, and not necessarily a song that I've known for years and years and years, but this new creation. And so it's very fun to get to listen to Dave and Joanna work out the vocals of these new compositions. And we have of course a few jigs and reels and tunes like that we'll be composing ourselves as well. So
a few ideas sketched out, and Dave's played us a couple songs he's written, and we're set to go out to Chicago in a couple weeks to just have a good solid chunk of time to actually spend with these different ideas that we've thrown out and put them. We kind of have our first round of repertoire that we put together over the last year and a half. So we do have lots of ideas on the horizon to be put into more fully fledged sets or songs.
Well, I look forward to seeing you and hearing you at Spanish Peaks in La Vida in September 21st through the 23rd. So you've been listening to an interview with Joanna Hyde and Haig Omeeker. And stay tuned now to Shoulder Gale, and you'll hear another cut from One for the Foxes, a track that includes Dave Curley, and give you a preview of what you can expect to hear in La Vida if you're lucky enough to go. So, Joanna and Tyke, thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you in La Vida.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to it, and all the wonderful musicians and folks who will be around at this great festival. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. It will be brilliant. So safe home, both of you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by Jazz on 2nd Ave, taking place on September 15th and 16th, featuring Liquid Soul, Special Effects, Jennifer Harwick, and a whole lot more. The festival will take place on 2nd Avenue and Niwot Road in Niwot, Colorado. Tickets and information can be found at jazzon2ndave.com. Thank you.
Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Next Sunday morning we'll leave the cold quay. We'll bring bread and butter and a bottle of tea.
Don't mind the weather, for if it will rain, we'll pull into Dunkettle, come home by the train.
Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock.
When we went boating down the Lee, you told me you loved me by Tivoli.
That's too many years ago, Johnny, a store. Sure, it's time for us all to go boating once more.
Johnny, go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny, go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny, go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny, go boating down to Black Rock.
Days of our youth when the sun always shone. Days of fond memories, oh, where have they gone?
Days when I wandered away from the flock and went boating with Johnny way down to Black Rock.
Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock.
Down the marina the crowd will be grand. We'll listen a while to the Barrack Street Band.
Back on the river then so on our way. Just Johnny and me on our beautiful day.
Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock.
We'll have a few drinks at the Pierhead Bar. Go for a ride in Lar Flaherty's car.
Round by Ringmahon, then back to the pier. When we'll row away home with the tide, Johnny dear.
Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock.
Back once again at the Colkey Wall. Everything wrapped in me mother's old shawl.
Happy as children as homeward we walk, with our arms round each other too tired to talk.
Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock. Johnny go boating, kissing and courting. Johnny go boating down to Black Rock.
Some
You've been listening to Sholto Gale, Denver and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Danielle and Musica Monday.
Chicken.